Oh, it's beautiful up here. This view, you're so lucky, Sandra.
Even if it is the wrong way.
Sorry?
More cake, Poppy? Happy to cut you a slice right now? Or for you, Rowan?
Oh,
Maybe in a bit, Sandria. Andrea, sorry. Sandra, Andrea...
Worst couple name ever. Like a tongue twister.
What do you mean, the wrong way?
If you squint, diagonally down to the left, you can see our grotty first flat as newlyweds.
It faces the past. We wanted the flat on the other end, facing the bay, the new skyline, the new Cardiff, the future.
It's better than what we have down on floor 7.
You know, Andrea, I think I will have that second slice of cake.
Sure, let me just...
I'll get it. You've done enough, eh?
A lovely set of knives, aren't they, Poppy?
Oh, yeah, they're... Very...
I wonder how they compare to the one Rowan's holding behind his back.
What? I don't... I...
Finish with the plate, sweetheart.
All yours, babe.
Don't you love how crockery breaks into all these sharp pieces?
Better make a move, Rowan. No telling what the missus is about to do.
No, please. We just didn't want to be on floor 7 anymore.
Hey, believe me. I get it. Sorry.
Oh, Rowan, no! I'll kill you!
Oh, such a lovely set of knives.
Sorry, Rowan. Sorry, Poppy. Another successful dinner party.
Oh, that'll be the caretaker.
That same sound every time.
The sound of winning. You don't waste any time, do you? Come in. Rowan and Poppy are right through here.
Rowan and Poppy Briley.
Don't think you're supposed to go through other people's posts, dear.
Yes, right.
Where are you from?
Sorry?
I mean, originally.
Wondering where you'd gotten to, Colin.
Sorry, just...
I thought either he's finally come to his senses and done a runner, or we've received a very large and heavy package.
I assume we can take my lewd rejoinder as read?
Always, my love.
Oh, I see.
Yes, we're gay.
Very. Doesn't there seem to be an awful lot of unclaimed mail?
Well, for once, not my problem. Oh, running late. See you this evening.
Have a good day.
You too, and try to get out of the flat, won't you?
Lovely morning.
Oh. Hello.
Mr. Colchester Price, I believe. Number 151.
Yeah, I
trust you're settling in comfortably.
Yes, sorry. I don't think we've actually,
Oh, of course. Where are my manners? I'm the caretaker, Billis Maindra, at your service.
It's your lucky day. Colin, right?
Yes.
Reese Williams. My Gwen works with your better half. Rift patrol, sorting bug-eyed monsters. Wouldn't have a corkscrew anywhere in there, would you? Brought you a housewarming present.
Oh, just...
Oh, look at this place.
Yes, we're very lucky.
This view.
After relocating on such short notice.
Aye, well, that's Torchwood. Not big on advance warning, are they? So, was this how you got in here? Like, Torchwood connections and...
Is that how you found me?
Got it in one. wheedled her address out of Gwen. I said, hey, it's fine for you and Jack and Cole just to chase the Galaxy's most wanted, but the Torchwood widowers deserve to have a few laughs too, you know.
I don't know if I'd say widower exactly.
Well, you knew, yeah. Give it a few more months. Full marks on hiding this corkscrew, by the way. I'm really working for it, are you?
Right,
Oh, no, you just wait till your coat has to get to that 1,000-yard stare after doing this a while. Then you'll know what I'm talking about. 1,000 light-year stares, more like. You know what I mean?
How long has Gwen been?
How long have you got? Although, lately, even by Gwen's standards.
Yes?
Corkscrew! Now we're talking.
Yeah, look, if it's all the same...
Too early? Oh, AA?
Muslim.
Muslim!
Sorry.
Oh, Muslim, right. Why did I think of that?
It's all right.
I don't suppose there's a thing where you get sort of like reverse Fridays?
Reverse Fridays?
Yeah, like with Catholics, you know, no red meat on Fridays. I thought maybe you get the opposite, like only on...
No, afraid not. No reverse Fridays.
So what do you do at the end of a really tough day?
Sudoku?
Ooh, we're at an impasse, aren't we? Oh! Never bloody ends, does it?
What's that?
Kid stuff. Total meltdown. Baby and babysitter. Gotta run.
Of course.
We'll pick this up, yeah? The fellas. Burning it all down. Only sober.
Sure.
Brilliant. Torchwood winners for life. On my way.
Do be careful, sir.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
Can I help you?
Do you work here?
For my sins.
These things are sprouting up all over, right?
Do you mean the luxury flats?
But even this place, wasn't it? Something else, just months ago. Or am I imagining things?
The lot has a rich history, yes.
Sorry, mate. But you and me, have we met?
Oh, Mr. Major!
Better go. Crying kid. Nothing like parent worries, eh?
There's no pain sharper.
Come in, Owen.
Is he the one who lives in 151?
No, Miss Campbell.
Who does, then?
Come on, darling, pick up, pick up.
Not an ideal moment, Colin.
Just calling about dinner. Did I catch you in the middle of something?
Yeah, it's an odd discretionary technicality of my job that while I can tell you I'm beheading something, I can't tell you what I'm beheading.
Is it a living thing?
I suppose it depends when I answer.
I'll leave you to it, then.
That would be ideal.
And perhaps vegetarian tonight?
Yeah, even more so.
Love you. Right. Yes, all right, on my way.
Hello, Colin.
And
that lovely husband of yours, Colchester, isn't it? Is he home?
No, sorry, he's not.
What a lovely flat.
Yes, do come in.
Patricia Campbell, number 32, down on the third floor. And before you ask, yes, the affordable wing, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Oh.
Still, always hoping for the chance to move up one day, you know?
Right.
And it's nice that people like you have a place like this. I feel like I'm in a cathedral.
Yes, the ceilings are rather...
And looking right out at the bay.
Leeds.
Oh, I don't think so, dear.
No, I mean from this morning when you asked where I'm originally from. It's Leeds.
Sorry, love. You know me in mornings can't finish a sentence before tea.
Yes, only I'm not sure I do know you.
Well, let's fix that. Let's have you over for dinner, you and that lovely husband.
Dinner?
At mine. Number 32, down on 3. Did I mention? What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
If you've got nothing on, you get to be my age, the itinerary clears right up.
Well, I'll just run it by...
Of course. Colchester. Lovely man. Well, you'll let me know in the morning, won't you?
The morning?
At 7, when we both go down to pick up the post. Neighbour. Oh, those ceilings.
Wow.
Mr. Colchester, what's this I hear about a car bomb?
And good afternoon to you, too.
Yeah. Is this one for us or isn't it?
Hard to say. The deceased is one Zahid Shah, either a wealthy real estate speculator or a Sorbix masquerading as a wealthy real estate speculator. Do you want to get that?
I'll multitask. So, there's a guy buying buildings in Cardiff, and we didn't have him categorized.
Something of a manpower shortage on our end, although you're at least here, which is more than can be said of Mrs. Cooper of late. Almost like she's avoiding something.
And what about Zahid Shah? Do we have any suspects?
Well, either he was killed by the Sorbix for trying to muscle into their Cardiff real estate chokehold, or by anti-Sorbix humans for being Sorbix, or by regular humans in yet another everyday hate crime.
Can we get access to the body?
If you prefer, Harkness, we can come back to this at such time as your phone has become less entertaining.
That isn't an answer.
Official autopsies at 7. I've arranged half an hour alone with Mr. Shah's remains just beforehand, if you would care to join me.
Well, one second. And that would be a no.
And I suppose I shouldn't guess at the nature of your previous engagement.
It works for me.
I'll just let Colin know to put dinner in the fridge, shall I?
I gotta meet this Colin at some point. You guys settling in up there in whatever it's called.
Oh, he loves it. Sauna-style bathtub, kitchen island, backsplash stone, hauled in from God knows, somewhere authentic.
Oh, not your style?
Nope, I like a country farmhouse, roaring fire, like we had in Hove. But the crown beckoned, so Ritz Tower it is.
Ritz?
precisely. You'd need a dozen trowels to lay it on that thick.
Anyway, I should be going.
Yes, don't let me keep you. I trust if Mr. Shah's body yields anything of interest, your phone won't be far from your side.
Always.
And should anyone you encounter in your evening's activities have information on Mr. Shah's death?
I will use that very same phone to let you know. Happy autopsying.
How late?
Unclear at present.
I'm literally chopping the daikon sprouts now.
I'm doing something not entirely dissimilar. Who's that at this hour?
That'll be the lover I've taken to you to neglect.
Remarkable you were able to summon him so quickly.
Oh, damn, it's that creepy caretaker.
God's sake, Colin, you're a grown man.
If you'd met him, you'd understand.
Want me to deploy armed police?
Just get home before you dike on a cold.
I have my orders.
Good evening, Mr. Colchester Price. Might I take a moment to photograph your sitting room? For the new brochure. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, sure, come in. Is that a camera?
Of a vintage, yes.
Wouldn't a phone be a lot lighter? Wow! And the photo comes right out of the side. Very retro.
Oh, nothing's retro to me, or everything is.
How's that?
Miss Campbell mentioned that you accepted her invitation.
Patricia?
Do so love when people socialise. It gives off an energy, don't you think?
Well, I'll have to confirm. My husband's job, you know, all hours.
Security services, isn't it?
I don't know if I'm actually...
I quite understand. May I photograph the view?
Well, if you feel like hefting that cannon again.
Oh, it's no trouble. The new Cardiff. Exquisite from this distance, but I fear more troublesome up close.
Yeah, I can forget sometimes all the way up here with how soundproofed this place is if I don't turn on the news.
Forget?
Well, if I were to go downstairs with how things are right now and start spending a lot of time out there...
You could meet with unwelcome mischief.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a sort of grace in being happy with one's own life, isn't there? It makes one generous, welcoming of difference. where this happiness doesn't exist, that grace withers. Resentment grows in its place. Covetousness. Rage.
God, the rage in Cardiff right now. It could power this whole building.
Oh, I have no doubt.
In conclusion, this report finds that Mr. Shaw is definitively terrestrial and upload. And, oh, good God, I'm late.
Ah, Mr. Colchester.
Evening, or just on my way out.
Would you like my report in the morning, then?
Report?
From my Sorvik sources, on the car bomb.
Curious. I don't recall asking you to do that.
Jack asked me. I believe he was speaking to you.
I am genuinely amazed, possibly even contrite.
None of my sources know of a kill order against a Zahid Shah.
Do any of them know him at all?
I gather Shah was initially a person of interest concerning a building the Sorviks wanted to acquire, a building they believed he owned. When this proved to be untrue, that interest dissipated.
There's a building they don't already own?
I don't know which one. Not yours and Colin's, I suppose.
Colin? Oh, now I'm even more staggeringly late than before. Could we pick this up in the morning?
I will be here, yes.
Splendid. Good night, then. I feel as though I've dodged a bullet.
In what way?
Well, shouldn't I be in a fair bit more trouble? Missing dinner, all that?
Well, I'm choosing to look on the bright side. Both of us home, in bed, not even 10.
True. Whose turn is it to initiate the sensual seduction?
Oh, I know better than that.
I'm sorry?
I can tell by your shoulders. You've had one of your days where you're going to spend the next 20 minutes coiled like a spring, then pass out cold.
I take great exception to that accurate statement.
They push you too hard.
I just need to get things up to snuff. You know, once there's staff, proper facilities, a proper field team...
Yes, but right now that's all you. If you do have to be both Alfred and Batman, you should be drawing two salaries.
I'll invoice under both names. See if anyone notices. You need to get out, BB. Whether that's a job or... Have you thought about joining a mosque, if only for the community?
No. Not the way things are in this city right now.
Fair enough.
I'm safe up here. I'm just going to enjoy that for a bit.
Come here.
There's this old woman, Patricia, lives down on the third floor. She came by to ask us to dinner.
Oh, Christ, another dinner invitation.
I'll make our apologies tomorrow. We'll have to accept one at some point, though.
We ought to devise a safe word.
Sorry?
For dinner parties, when one of us wants to leave.
God, we're already on to non-sexual safe words.
Sinjin. Will you Sinjin?
Are you serious?
I say Sinjin, and we just leave. We don't even make our excuses.
That's now our dinner party safe word.
It's perfect. No one will guess what it means.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be on my desk tomorrow.
Good morning, Mr. Colchester Price.
Oh, Mr. Manger, I didn't...
Billis, please.
Billis, of course. I was actually here to speak to Patricia. This is her flat, isn't it?
It was. I'm so sorry. I'm afraid Miss Campbell has left us.
Left? But she literally just came up to invite us to dinner yesterday.
Her departure was sudden, I believe.
Sudden?
It wasn't... I mean... Oh, dear.
Quiet. I'm so sorry. I'm afraid I'm rather occupied in the turnover of this flat today. No living space remains empty for long in today's Cardiff, as I'm sure you're aware.
Of course, of course. I'll...
Do call again.
There's the man.
Saints preservers.
Fair dues. Nobody carries off that stiff upper lip. I don't care if I'm hot hotness like you.
Mr. Steele, where do you imagine you're going right now?
I'm following you.
To Torchwood, a classified site, to which you have no clearance.
Oh, come on, I've already seen everything.
I'll tell Harkness you stopped by.
Zahid Shah. And if that's not good enough to get me through the door, I'll throw in Ritz Tower, where you live, where your husband is right now.
Start talking.
I need a USB port. I've got visuals. So, the new Cardiff skyline, with luxury high-rises colour-coded. Red for Sorvik's owned, and blue for the only one that's not. Ritz Tower, home and hearth.
Tyler, if my husband is in danger from the Sorvik's and you're delaying telling me with theatrics, this conversation is about to become considerably less amicable.
That's the thing, though. He's not. Not in the Ritz. That's why I'm here. It's the one luxury building in all of Cardiff that the Sorvik's can't get, and it's driving them insane. And I was thinking we could help each other.
All right. Clarify how I benefit from helping the Sorvik's infiltrate a building where my husband isn't, by your own report, in danger.
I didn't say that. I just said he wasn't in danger from the Sorvik's. List number one. Everyone who signed a lease for a flat in Ritz Tower since it opened for business 6 months ago. All on record with the city. Now, the Ritz is big.
Yeah.
But could it possibly hold that many people?
Well, not everyone who signs a lease stays forever. Surely some of them...
List number two. Every person on list number one who's gone on to sign a lease anywhere else in Cardiff. What jumps out at you this time?
It's empty.
Aha! Top marks! And these are scans of the original permits and deeds of ownership filed with the city for Ritz Tower.
Now, why would they accept paperwork with no signatures?
I don't think they did. At the time, I think the paperwork was filed legitimately, then tampered with later. I think the same name was removed from every document across the board.
Zahid Shah.
And not just on city records. Contracts with architects, builders, bank records, even sign-in logs for meetings. Except for this. One tiny little affidavit I found. The one page they missed.
Who missed?
You tell me. Someone who can apparently get into any room and access any record. Someone with the time and wherewithal to erase every legal connection between Zahid Shah and Ritz Tower. Someone even the Sorvik's can't frighten away. Someone who now runs the building you live in. A building no one ever leaves. So, maybe we can help each other.
My husband is a Muslim. I've brought him to a city enjoying a historic spike in hate crimes. Most of the day I can't be there to protect him. Some days he's too terrified to go outdoors. The reason we're living in that nouveau riche nightmare is because all the way up there, they can't get him.
He wouldn't have to leave. That's the offer. Sort out whoever's behind Ritz Tower. Get my bosses in the door, and you can both stay. No one will go near you, ever. Neutral territory.
Or I don't bother and leave your bosses outside to rot.
And risk the chance that what I'm saying is true. That something inside Ritz Tower kills people. And that sooner or later, it's going to find its way to your darling husband. Just a thought.
Another month is all I need to... Oh, Mr. Manger, please. Oh, Colin!
Oh, Hi.
You don't mind if I call you Colin, do you?
Not at all. Sorry, I don't think we've...
Duncan.
Colin, as you probably gathered.
Duncan here chose to sign a Ritz Tower lease in the middle of a financially contentious divorce. An odd decision, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, Duncan, you should have Colin to dinner.
What?
Company's good for a man freshly on his own, don't you think?
Whenever you want. Any night you want.
Of course, I'd need to check my husband's schedule.
Whenever he's free. Any night.
I'll do dinner if he won't.
Lovely to see you, Amber.
How about tonight?
Duncan?
Tonight is good.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it. Look, I know you have bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, just so I'm clear. Last night, this man said, do please come to dinner, but he sounded scared when he said it.
You had to be there, it was like...
And then this other woman just poached the invitation.
Like it was money I'd left on the floor. Done that same amount.
Dragging that trunk. He seems vaguely familiar.
Duncan, isn't it?
What?
Colin, from yesterday. Do you need some help?
That luggage looks a little heavy there, Duncan. Need a hand?
No! I'm fine.
Are you leaving us then?
Leaving?
Just our conversation yesterday.
No. I've made an arrangement to stay. Just helping out, that's all.
Oh, dear Duncan, that was rather a lot of effort, wasn't it? Let me help you get them to the car. It's just outside.
Oh, happy to give you a hand, if you like. It's only neighbourly.
No, I couldn't possibly.
Duncan was kind enough to assist me in the transport of some items from my collection.
Seems like you collect fairly heavy items, Mr...
Oh, this is...
The heaviest burdens. Allow me to help you, Duncan. A problem shared after all. Good day.
Interesting fellow.
Yeah, the caretaker. He's the one who suggested dinner.
That's the caretaker? That way-faced old man?
Yeah, why?
Never mind. I just need to check a few things. We'll talk more tonight.
About?
You feel safe here?
Until you said that, yeah.
I'm going to take care of it, all right?
Take care of what? Colchester!
Oh, we've just missed him.
Sorry?
We were hoping to catch you both together.
I think you may have the advantage.
It's flat 151, right? On the 22nd floor. We're neighbours.
Sorry, the wife's got no manners. She's Sandra, I'm Andrea. It's terribly confusing.
We're opposite you on the 22nd floor.
Oh, you're in 149.
Right, facing the other way.
So we have a weird favour to ask you.
Ah, well...
Are you getting invitations to dinner all the time?
You're getting them too.
What's this building's obsession with dinner?
Yes, it's not normal, right? That's not me being...
Not at all, no. It's really odd.
We were wondering, could we use you as an excuse? Say we're having dinner with you and then you back us up if asked.
Would that work?
Worth a try, right?
But maybe one real dinner at each flat, just so we know what they look like. So we don't get caught out on details.
You've thought of everything.
We really don't want to go to all these dinners.
Nor me. I'm in. Any way I can be of assistance.
Excellent. Operation Dinner Dodge is a go.
We'll be in touch.
You wouldn't...
What's that?
You wouldn't want to come by tonight, get started on getting our stories straight. Yeah. I've got a lamb roast, Brussels sprouts.
Ooh, it would make a great excuse for avoiding that awful couple on 12.
We're in.
What time?
I told them 7:30.
Half seven's going to be tricky. Look, I need to make another call.
I really like these people, Colchester. Remember friends?
Yeah, all right. Fine. Yes, you're right. I'll be there.
6:30.
I'll speak to you later.
Mr. Q,
Colchester, Silver Fox. Give me some good news.
I need you to check something in the records for me. Who's the caretaker?
The caretaker?
Of Ritz Tower. What's the caretaker's name?
Come on, Gwen, pick up. Mr. Colchester, grab your stuff. We've got a situation.
I can't, Harkness.
Sorry. Nothing here. No record of any caretaker.
Gwen, this is no time for weirdness. We've got a full-on Sorvix hostage situation in progress. Call me back as soon as you get this, okay?
Hang on, Steele. Hostage?
You know what? Forget it. We can't wait. Let's go.
In a moment.
Ore's already in the car. We have got to move.
All right. Mr. Steele, you're saying there's nothing in the Ritz's paperwork at all. No name, no contact number, nothing.
God, what is it about Ritz?
You think the caretakers are, Mum? We're looking for someone who can outmaneuver millionaires, sneak into any room, and scare off the Sorvix. Does your caretaker strike you as the type?
Maybe.
Okay, phone time's over. We gotta move.
Oh, that's rich.
Colchester, if you can take care of this guy, the mayor will make it.
So, a hostage situation, yes?
Looks like a couple of Sorvix got a bad case of hunger pangs on the Bay bus. Back mouths flapping, citizens and pensioners huddled in the back, and a police cordon six deep. Your basic Tuesday.
Right, only...
What?
Well, Colin and I are having people over. For dinner.
Are you serious?
You can't be serious.
Just a bit longer. I'll be there, I promise.
It's almost half seven now. I have to get the roast out in five.
Yeah, I'll be an hour tops.
An hour?
We'll be home in an hour.
All right, there doesn't seem to be consensus.
I'll get back to you.
What? Did you just hang up on me?
I don't think so.
Sandra, sorry.
I was just wondering when we should pop over. Weren't you thinking about now?
Yeah, sorry, just multiple situations occurring.
Well, why don't we help?
Help?
Yeah, hosting's bloody hard. Me and Andrea are happy to help. Why should you have to do it alone?
Okay, Andy says no hostages have been harmed, but... the police are getting jumpy. This could get bad.
Oh, bugger. Why did I tell him an hour? It's across town from Richmond Street.
Wait, Richmond Street?
Problem?
I thought you lived on Davenport.
Only for a month, then we moved. Is it important?
It just gave me a twinge, like I got my heart broken there.
And that's it. Coming! Hi.
Howdy, neighbour.
Don't you look spiffy?
Thank you. Look, dinner may be a bit...
Well, why don't we have a look in? Many hands, right?
Yes, of course. Come in.
Sandy, look at that view.
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
It looks like rain, though.
Just tell them to stay put, Andy. Say whatever you have to.
Broke your heart.
The car estimates 23 minutes to arrival.
Harkness, how often would you say you get your heart broken?
Excuse me?
Shouldn't we be preparing for...
You also recognised Ritz Tower. Now, is there a connection?
What connection could there possibly... Oh.
Now every button's popped off her shirt.
I can't imagine.
Now she has to work another, 5 hours?
Oh God, it felt like 20.
With her shirt stapled together.
And have you ever tried to staple very, very quietly?
No, but I certainly will now.
Oh, sorry, Colin, knives.
That drawer there.
Perfect.
So anyway, that's why we can never work in the same office again.
Hardly in the sneak off to the loo for a snog phase anymore, are we?
Don't say that.
I have a thought. Why don't we eat?
Colin, happy to wait.
No. You know what? He knows what time he arranged. If his Brussels sprouts are cold, so be it. Who's hungry?
Well, if you're sure.
That's not him, is it?
Maybe he's lost his keys.
Jack, what's O?
Yeah, nice smartphone and show me Ritz Dance Hall.
Ritz Dance Hall?
Bingo. 11 Richmond Street. Knew it.
My address. Before it was Ritz Tower.
Yeah, Ritz Dance Hall closed in 89, torn down 2 years ago, March of Progress. Now give me a sec to pull up a picture of the manager.
The manager.
I'm about to ask you a question, Mr. Colchester, and I really hope you say no. That face right there, look familiar?
That's my caretaker. Why?
Of course it is! New destination, 11 Richmond Street. We have got to get to your dinner party, now.
But wait, aren't we mid-hostage situation?
Trust me, this is worse.
Oh, why? Who is he, Jack?
Well, you've read the files. Bubonic plague in 2007. Jumbo-sized death demon stomping the streets.
Oh, Mr. Manger, come in.
Billis, please. I do hope I'm not intruding.
Not if that's a bottle in your hand, you're not.
I'll get a corkscrew.
Well, I wouldn't normally bring wine out of consideration.
Oh, for me?
But I understand you have company this evening.
Well, you're very welcome here, and...
And corkscrew acquired.
Clearly the wine is too.
Hang around, Billis. I'm just about to carve the roast.
Yeah, why not? We've got the place set.
I am afraid I've already eaten.
But you can sit and have a laugh, right? Plus, you know, if anything should happen, you'll be right here.
Then let the dining commence.
Tyler said it was someone even the Sorbics couldn't scare off.
Well, he'd qualify.
Here, right here.
The whole street's been redone. I couldn't even tell you exactly where the dance hall was. Or what is it?
This building, it's like... my body wants to please it, but it doesn't know how.
Look, Jack, you have to get Orr away from here.
What?
We have two situations. One's at a simmer, the other's about to explode. Explode takes priority.
But you don't know Billis Manger like I do. You can't defeat him alone.
I don't intend to. Now get Orr out of here. Sort the bus, then give me a call.
Fine.
Definitely nothing for you, Billis.
Oh, nothing at all, thank you.
Then I guess... bon appétit.
Well, there'd better still be Brussels sprouts.
Oh, there he is.
You made it.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss meeting the neighbours. You must be Sandra and Andrea. so sorry I'm so late and so wet. Smells delightful.
Just glad you're here.
I was about to eat yours.
Now, I don't think I caught your name.
Didn't you?
We met this morning, remember? Billis Manger, our caretaker. I've given him your place setting.
We'll set another one.
I'll get another knife. And fork. This is fantastic, Colin.
Seriously, Colchester, if you want to swap...
Hey!
Colin, you didn't carve, did you?
Oh, thank you very much. It means because there's not lamb shrapnel as far as the eye can see.
Andrea carved.
Key is to slice. Never saw.
She's had a lot of practice.
Well, what do they say? 10,000 hours till you're an expert.
I'd say you're nearly there.
You look happy, Billis.
Oh, no greater pleasure than the sight of tenants socialising.
Will you be staying for dessert?
Will there be dessert, Sandra?
Yeah, I got a sort of tort. Bought it, didn't make it, had to cut some corners.
We all have to cut somewhere.
Do you smoke, Billis?
Smoke?
Do you smoke?
Why don't we have a smoke on the balcony?
My first concern would be the torrential...
I have a golf umbrella outside, a monstrosity, but on the upside, big enough for two.
Then that would be agreeable.
You're seriously going for...
Colin, forget it. If they're doing boy talk, that leaves us with the fun part.
The fun part?
The tour! You haven't given us the tour!
See? Works out nicely.
Colin!
quite the storm.
Like the skies splitting open over Cardiff.
Yes.
Look, not to put too fine a point on it, but I know who you are.
Then we have that in common. How is Torchwood these days?
Never you mind. The point is, I'm not Torchwood when I'm at home. I'm Colin's husband.
Go on.
But I can't always be home.
I quite see the problem.
Do you? I couldn't care less about you. Colin, he feels safe here. All I want to know is he?
And a full bath, fairly standard, not terribly...
Hang on. Is the tub a sauna?
Well, it has the jets and whatnot. Isn't it the same in your place?
No, it isn't.
Well, I mean, we rarely usually just use the shower.
Sandy?
Let's just get through dessert, shall we?
Dessert, just the thing. Right this way.
Why does no one ever leave Ritz Tower?
With these amenities, would you?
And the never-ending dinner invites. What's happening at all these dinner parties?
Happy fellowship, one hopes.
All right, this is going nowhere. Now, why don't we just talk price?
Price?
To stay, safely. To keep Colin up here, well away from the new Cardiff. What's the price for that?
Simple. You must prevail. That is all. Shall we rejoin the other?
Wait, what do you mean, prevail?
But the pièce de résistance is really that view. The bay... New Cardiff.
New Cardiff. Looking the right way. Forward.
All right, cut this slice a bit too big, so who's misbehaving?
Ooh, me. I've barely had any wine tonight. I've earned it.
Oh, sorry, would you like a topper?
Oh, no, thank you. Must keep a clear head.
I think that's best.
Look, BB, sorry. Would you mind terribly running out for coffee? I think we're fresh out.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean we're out of coffee?
We're fine without coffee.
We're not fine without Colin. Just add it to your deliverables list.
It's not just coffee. There are a few other items. I'll make a list.
Colchester, look around you. We have everything we need right here.
I suppose we do. Thank you, Sandra. Colin, may I borrow you for a moment?
Ooh, who's in trouble? Us or you?
Colin... Sorry about this. What the hell has gotten into you? I'm having fun. First time in ages. Remember banter over dinner? Remember friends?
How many knives did you put out?
4. Billis wasn't having anything.
I count 3.
Why are you counting knives at all?
St. John.
What?
St. John.
Ladies, I think perhaps dessert is off.
Babe, on it.
Cinder, but we're in our own flat!
All in the wrist.
Colin, behind me, get down! Ah! Shit!
Shoulder, that's a setback.
Andrea, what in God's name are you doing?
Jesus! Colin, go!
So much for the element of surprise.
Oh, look, there's a lift!
No, not the lift. Billis might have some kind of override.
What is even happening tonight?
Through here. Stairs. Okay, straight on, all the way down. Don't stop for anything.
Jesus, what was that?
Oh, God! Did I hit you?
Duncan!
What the hell are you playing at?
If I let you come downstairs, he said he'd make me leave.
What?
The divorce ruined me. I'd be finished.
All right, Duncan. I'm going to walk towards you very slowly.
I'd never survive on the street. Oh, God! My life is such a mess!
All right. New plan. Up.
I don't understand any of this!
All right. Tactical shift. Listen closely.
Tactical shift?
Yeah. Now you go to the roof guard. Fast as you can, quiet as you can. I'm going to make a lot of noise, draw them onto the penthouse floor.
But then won't they both be chasing you?
Which they may have occasion to regret. Now go. Go. Through here. Cole, we'll call the police from the penthouse.
Then we do too, right? I'll take this one. I don't like it.
I'll do fine. He's the old one.
You're my everything.
Then let me get this flat for you.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, all right. Hiding place. We've got trees.
Oh, Pentas. Ah, already open. Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? I need to you. Well, do you mind if I put on the light?
Be my guest.
Manger. You live in the penthouse?
The position of caretaker does have its perks.
Which don't seem to extend to having any furniture other than clocks.
Does one really need anything else? Ah, that'll be Andrea, one of my best hunters.
Hunters?
One thing your ancestors learned, the best hunters are always hungry. Just listen to her. What an appetite. Shall I let her in?
No, thank you. If it's all the same to you.
Very well. We're only deferring a pleasure. She's still out there, a natural talent.
What's the point of all this?
One may as well ask, what's the point of life? So many humans have tried to answer that, and their answers are so humdrum. A bigger flat, a nicer kitchen, a better kitchen. But underneath, still so hungry. If only there was a way to channel that.
Wait a minute. It's just Andrea out there.
I do believe it is.
Then, where's Sandra?
There's only one way this ends, Colin.
La.
Stop hiding. Come out in the open. What's a few extra minutes worth if you have to spend them scared?
Andrea!
Knew you were there.
Listen to me. I know what's going on, why the dinner parties, why the killing, and we don't... stop this! I will get past you. I will save my husband.
No! No, you're my job, my responsibility. You're not going anywhere.
Get out of my way.
What's the point? Sandra's good. He's probably sailing off the roof right now.
Oh, you think that's funny? You're good, Andrea. You've trained hard.
We've been to a lot of dinner parties. We've won all of them, working our way up.
What a shame that you're up against a professional. Stop now.
Not till we get your view.
Never gonna happen. I put Colin in here to be safe.
Well done. You're about 2 minutes from the roof at a dead run, I would estimate.
I'm not done with you.
Nor I with you.
You're using those trees or behind the planter. I can check both. Time's on my side. I'm the one with the knife.
Planter first, planter first. Yes! Leaving me a straight line to the stairs.
Gotcha!
Oh, God, oh, God!
You're not even making it interesting.
go!
I said hold still! See what happened? You could have made this quick. One stroke. Now I have to cut you again.
Sandra! Get away from him!
One step closer. And do I really have to finish this sentence?
No.
Sinjin.
Just lie still, Bibi. I'll take care of this.
Where's Andrea?
Having tea with Billis in the penthouse.
She better be.
Yeah, Billy says you're his best hunter. How many kills have you made?
Oh, you work so hard your whole life.
That's not what I asked.
You work so hard, and you still live only streets from where you grew up. You see the people you've known all your life, the ones who didn't work hard, and they nod and smile at you every morning like,
of course you belong here,
in this filth, with us. Because no matter what you sacrifice, it never gets better.
Better meaning what? Jets in the tub and a view of the bay? Know what you'd see through that view when you woke up tomorrow? A flat you like even better.
Maybe so. And if I do, I'll earn my way into that one. I'm not afraid to work for what I want.
Well, this has been lovely, but I'm off now.
What?
What?
I'm a tactical man. Much as it pains me, you're never letting Colin live. You can't. Not with that attitude. So, new plan? I'm going back to my flat now to call for reinforcements. Serious ones. Far beyond your weekend warrior skill set. You'll never get our flat now. You'll just be murderers with the wrong view.
You're bluffing.
Try me. Goodbye, Sandra. And Colin, I'm sorry I couldn't do more for you.
No!
No. No. You don't.
Oh, that's right. Get up a good head of steam, some lovely inertia, and I'll take you the rest of the way.
No! No! Stop! Stop, for God's sake!
You were right. Lovely view. Long way down.
No, please! Please, don't let go. Please. You're better than that.
Am I? She's dead, by the way.
What?
I lied. Andrea's dead.
Colin, are you all right?
Do you hear that?
No, no. Never mind that now. Hold still. Let me look at...
What did you do?
All right. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Look at me. I'm wide open.
Well, I'm sure it hurts like the devil, but it's treatable.
What's that noise?
Oh, never mind that. Yes? Yes? Hello. I need an ambulance to the roof of Ritz Tower. Knife wound. Quick as you like.
The antenna, Colchester. Look! What is that? What's happening?
Some kind of energy beam? Billis.
Congratulations! To both of us, in fact. You prevailed, and in the process ensured that I have as well.
It's the rift. You've opened the rift.
On the contrary, Mr. Colchester, you did.
Me?
This entire building was designed to harvest human aggression, but you, marvellous. You could have thrown Sandra off the roof without telling her Andrea was dead. None of my business, but you've given me the energy I need to open the rift. Just a hair. Just wide enough to send a message.
To who?
I can't say I care for the aliens occupying Cardiff. They're running away from something. So, I'm sending it a forwarding address. There it goes. I'm done here. Do tell the Sorviks to enjoy my tower for as long as they can.
Wait. Wait. It'll be all right. Help's almost here.
I thought if I stayed indoors, I'd be safe.
I'm so sorry.
You promised me whatever happened, you'd keep me safe.
I lied.
I know you did. Oh. But you tried.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. Oh. Don't think I'm ungrateful.
I never could. Save your breath, please. Oh, the ambulance will be here in a bit. Don't talk, my love.
Okay.
Thank you.